AI is changing software development fast, but it also means vulnerabilities can sneak in quicker than ever. We need to rethink vulnerability management. How do we protect our code in this AI-driven world? Let's explore the challenges and solutions together to keep our systems secure. AI's impact on vulnerability management is significant, especially as it integrates into development. We need a continuous cycle. Find vulnerabilities, sort them by risk, fix what matters most, and minimize future weaknesses. AI accelerates code creation, but it inherently introduces new vulnerability risks. That's why robust vulnerability management is absolutely critical for secure, AI-driven projects. Vulnerability management. It's not a one-shot deal, but a continuous life cycle. Think of it as a seven-stage process, constantly in motion. It starts with discovery. We've got to find those vulnerabilities, right? That means using automated scans, SAST, DAST, SCA, plus good old-fashioned manual testing, bug bounties, and keeping tabs on threat intel. Then we move into triage. Finding vulnerabilities early gives us a huge advantage. Think of it. A small leak is way easier to fix than a dam bursting. One way we do this is with SAST, Static Application Security Testing. It's like a code review, but automated. SAST tools analyze source code before it's even compiled, spotting weaknesses before they become problems. This helps us build more secure software from the start. Triage is where we separate the real vulnerabilities from the noise. It's about validation and classification, a quality control step, if you will. The goal is to eliminate false positives, so we're not wasting time on non-existent threats. For those confirmed, we assign severity: critical, high, medium, or low. This helps prioritize remediation efforts. Prioritizing vulnerabilities effectively means looking at more than just the potential impact. We also need to consider exploitability. CVSS 4.0 gives you a standardized severity score. Then EPSS estimates the probability of exploitation. Think of it as an exploit weather forecast, predicting the likelihood a vulnerability will be exploited, say, within 30 days. That's the key to smarter prioritization. EPSS is powerful because it's grounded in reality. It predicts exploitability based on the current threat landscape. Instead of chasing every vulnerability, you focus on those actively exploited. This prioritization dramatically reduces your remediation workload. For example, it can cut it by 60 to 80%. That's a significant difference. Vulnerability response hinges on SLAs, or service level agreements. These define our response times in a tiered system. The most critical vulnerabilities, those with high severity and easy exploitability, we treat those as emergencies with a 24-hour SLA triggering an immediate patch. Vulnerabilities don't magically disappear. The trick is getting them to the right experts fast. Think of it like a hospital emergency room. You wouldn't send a broken leg to a heart surgeon, right? Assigning vulnerabilities ensures the database team handles database flaws and the front-end team addresses front-end issues. Automated routing is a huge efficiency booster. Remediation is where vulnerability management really pays off because it's all about fixing what you found. The goal is to eliminate vulnerabilities by deploying verified patches or other fixes. Just be sure to test everything in a non-production environment first. Keep in mind, remediation isn't always about patching. Sometimes other solutions are needed. Fixing vulnerabilities is only half the battle. Verification confirms those fixes work and haven't introduced new issues. Automated tests are valuable for catching simple regressions. However, complex vulnerabilities often require manual testing by experienced security engineers. They ensure the fix is solid and the system remains secure. AI's impact on vulnerability management is huge, especially in triage. Instead of analysts chasing every alert, AI and machine learning can handle the initial heavy lifting. Tools analyze your specific setup and flag what matters most. They can even predict exploitability using live threat data. This focuses your team on the vulnerabilities that pose the biggest risk. Finding a vulnerability is just the beginning. The real power comes from understanding why it happened. That's root cause analysis. We're not just fixing symptoms, we're digging deeper. For instance, the five whys helps us drill down to the core problem. Or fault tree analysis lets us systematically break down complex failures. Understanding the root cause helps prevent similar vulnerabilities down the road. A solid vulnerability management program lets you see how you're doing. Tracking and reporting give clear visibility into your vulnerability status and how well the program works. Tools like Defect Dojo or Jira with security workflows can help you monitor key metrics. For example, look at how quickly vulnerabilities are fixed. A high escape rate means vulnerabilities are slipping through the cracks. Security shouldn't be a development afterthought. Shift left, right? Get those security tests running from the get-go. Automate vulnerability scans. Time is precious, so let the tools find the issues and, most importantly, prioritize them. Let's also clearly define SLAs. How fast do we fix critical vulnerabilities? Set those expectations now. Empower your developers with the right tools and knowledge. Protecting code starts with strong vulnerability management within resilient AI-augmented development environments. Prioritizing is essential. Instead of treating all vulnerabilities equally, a risk-based approach is more effective. Think about it. CVSS and EPSS scores help teams concentrate on the vulnerabilities that pose the biggest, most immediate threats. This focused approach strengthens your security posture. Hopefully that gave you some food for thought. I wanted to share some key takeaways with you and spark new ideas. I'm confident we can use these strategies to improve our outcomes. What questions do you have? I'm happy to explore any area further.